Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
This week I spoke to Justice Minister Andrew Little on another escape from managed isolation, and as well as Labor and National leaders Jacinda Ardern and Judith Collins, saying at the News Hub debate yesterday they would like to see four-year parliamentary terms. But I began by asking the Minister on the details of overseas voting, which is now open.
Yeah, so if you're overseas, providing you've been back in the country since the last election, you can vote, and you can. So you have to be on the roll. If you're not on the roll, you still have to. You can enrol online, and then in terms of getting a vote, you can go online to download a ballot paper that you then have to scan and send back. So the process that you go through is. Assumes a low volume of voters comparatively. There's checks and balances in it to avoid voter fraud, and that's the way that operates. I know the questions have been raised about whether that could be extended more generally to allow anybody to vote sort of through an online process. The system that is set up to do it simply would not allow for hundreds of thousands of voters to vote in that sort of way, but it fits the relatively small population who live overseas and wish to vote.
So when they download the ballot paper, and how do they return it? Do they upload it online or mail it back to embassy or back to New Zealand or something?
They can mail it back to an embassy, or they can scan it and upload it and send it back to the Electoral Commission in Wellington.
Then moving on, I kind of want to talk about another escape from managed isolation, this time in Auckland, which someone scaled from four stories down using used bed sheets and wandered in the Auckland city for 8 hours. So,
I don't know the full details, not apart from the fact that I've seen news reports about a person having knotted bed sheets together and shimmied down from four levels. I think there's a lot more security around those managed isolation facilities than was the case previously, bearing in mind, however, they are not prisons, and bearing in mind that the vast majority of people who go there do not try to escape, at least through that sort of thing. It was a very dramatic step to take to try and get out of that sort of facility. And I think there's always that, right from the outset, bearing in mind that people aren't in a prison, they are being held and their freedom is being compromised, but the government officials have tried to do it in a way that doesn't make it feel like a prison facility. And so no doubt there will be a review about what steps can be taken or could have been taken to prevent this particular incident. But there is a difficult balance to achieve between letting people know that they're in a facility for their own good and for the wider public health, but they're not being detained in prison-like sort of facilities. Trying to protect against somebody shimmying four stories down is takes it to another level.
My final question for today is, both Jacinda Ardern and Judith Collins said they would like to see having a government of four-year terms instead of 3 years. I wonder, what do you think of this?
I know that comes up a lot, and I don't necessarily disagree with that. I just think that it should happen in the context of development of a written constitution. I think, we have one parliament, unlike many other Western liberal democracies, a unicameral parliament. We have MEP, which is sort of a bit of a check and balance on lawmaking, but that is all. But I would rather see us have a written constitution so everybody knows what the rules are, everybody knows how the system works, and on that basis you could justify extending the term of parliament.
Speaking of a written constitution, could the idea of becoming a republic come up if Labour is re-elected?
Well, that does come up occasionally, but I don't think there's a public appetite for it at this particular point. But having a written constitution doesn't entail being a republic. It just means everybody being clear what the rules are and how you get to enforce them. And I think that is a debate that we ought to be having.
That was Labor MP Andrew Little. The Wire.